Dropshipping with Spotify. Today we'll go over my brief misadventure with dropshipping, what I did, what I learned, and what you can do too. Stay tuned. Hey, you guys. Thanks for listening. Today I'm going to talk about my first business attempt for the year, dropshipping. Now, this was my first business idea or attempt out of my 10 businesses and skills challenge for the year, which for those of you who don't know, it's where I've challenged myself to try 10 businesses or skills for the year. I am tired of just wasting my life on Facebook and Netflix, and I said, let's try something even if it doesn't work out. And most everything I try doesn't work out. But hey, I learned something new each and every time. I learned a lot more than I would just watching The Office for, you know, the fifth time. So I want to talk about what I learned trying dropshipping with Shopify. So for those of you who don't know, dropshipping is a really cool business model where you can get an e-commerce store going without any inventory. Sounds too good to be true, huh? Well, a lot of the time I learned it is. What you basically do is you set up a digital storefront, and most people, when they start out, they source their inventory from China, from companies like Alibaba or AliExpress. The way it works is someone places an order, and instead of you buying 500 units at a bulk discount price that you can sell for a profit, when somebody sends you an order, you forward that order onto the manufacturer or Alibaba or AliExpress, usually. So you don't have to pay for storage costs, and most importantly, you don't have the huge risk of buying a lot of inventory for hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars and risk it not selling, because every time you get an order, you just forward it on to the manufacturer. It's a really slick, really intelligent business model. I like dropshipping. But a lot of people get their stuff from China, and this is kind of... I'll circle back to that in a second. I wanted to see if this would work, so I set up a store called bamboolala.net, and it's deactivated now. I took it down. But I wanted to find a niche area, so I focused on bamboo products, not just bamboo products, because that's pretty common. I wanted to do bamboo kitchen products, so I had bamboo bowls and cups and tea sets. I had bamboo chopsticks, obviously, and cutting board. I don't think I did the cutting board. I wanted to do bamboo straws. That would have been great. But it's hard to find people that will sell just one straw at a time, which makes sense looking back. The point is, I set up this website. It looked really good. I used Shopify to do it. Shopify is actually a great way to set up an e-commerce store for those that want to try this. It's free for the first 2 weeks and then $30 a month after that. And got it going. I didn't run any ads originally, but even without ads, in my first few months, I still had, I think, 200 or 300 views on the store, so it wasn't terrible. But basically, this was my challenge for January, and I set up everything in about 2 weeks, which is a slow pace. If I had really wanted to, I could have done it even for my first time in a week, and if you get good at it, you can probably do it in a couple of hours. It doesn't take that much. But after the first 2 or 3 weeks, I just was not excited about it. And, you know, the next step was to start running ads. And so I looked up on YouTube how to run Facebook ads, which is really cool and really simple. Never pay somebody to teach you how to run Facebook ads, by the way. Just look it up on YouTube. There's so many videos and so many tutorials, and they're getting updated. Don't worry about paying for that kind of information. And I learned how to set up a Facebook pixel, what you need to have, and all kinds of stuff like that. But then I just didn't run any ads. Instead, I wrote some blog pieces, you know, because that's another great way to drive traffic to your site. Write some blog articles about how great bamboo is and how it's so good for the environment or whatever. And I came up with a marketing angle. You know, Facebook stores all your information, and it lets people use demographic information for free. So, you know, somebody on Facebook like me can target ads to all the middle-aged white women in Seattle and Portland, for instance. That was going to be my target audience. I was going to have this very eco-friendly, environmental bamboo store that provides environmental products for your kitchen. target it to women in Seattle and Portland between the ages of like 24 and 40 and see how many gullible people I could trick into buying these BS bamboo products from China. And I kept finding something else to do before really running ads and getting people to buy. For about 2 or 3 months, you know, I moved on to other projects too because I had my schedule. And I just could not bring myself to run any ads. And by the end of March, I was like, you know what? It's been 3 months. I've done nothing with this. Let's just shut it down. So yeah, it was a failure, but I had skin in the game. I put in the work. I bought the domain name Bamboo La La, which I still like that name so much. And what else did I do? I paid, you know, the $30 for January, February, and March. So $90. But it came to nothing. And so I wanted to go over real quick the three things I learned. The first is dropshipping is legit. If my friend Luke Paul that I had on during the flipping interview, which, by the way, if you haven't listened to Saturday's episode on flipping with Luke, you really should. It's a great interview. He's got a lot of great things to say about how to get started with flipping. I learned it's legit. You know, Luke made $400 to $500, I think, in 2 months selling leggings with like patterns on them. You know, some like niche pattern that he sold from his dropshipping store, and it worked. And he made some money off of it. Not enough to keep him interested, he said, but he made some money. And he shipped his product from China. But here's the second thing I learned. If you can ship from China and you can make a little bit here and there, but if you really want to be successful with dropshipping, which is legit, you need to find a manufacturer in the U.S. or wholesaler, manufacturer or wholesaler in the U.S. or Canada that you can work with, because you're going to be delivering real products, well, good products that will ship really quick. The problem with getting things from Alibaba and AliExpress is that it takes anywhere from 20 to 45 days to ship. I saw some shipping times that were as much as 60 days. Do you think people in the United States in the age of Amazon Prime are going to be okay with that? Of course not. So definitely work with somebody in the US or Canada just for shipping reasons. And you'll be selling better products too. If you want to create a real store and a real brand, you cannot get it from China. Alibaba, if you're familiar with Wish.com, Wish.com is Alibaba or AliExpress, just rebranded in the United States. They get all their stuff from China, and they have similar shipping times. So, yeah, the prices on Wish are real, but you're getting a crappy product, you know, a couple of months from now. And another thing I learned is about Facebook ads. They're very effective. There's all kinds of great info Facebook steals from us to give to other people. And it's really powerful. You can use it to your advantage. So take advantage of that. And if you target the right people with the right copy in your ads and you slap a price tag on just any random thing, people will buy it. I really have no doubt that if I had gone through with the ads, I could have sold plenty. I could have sold a lot. I wouldn't have gotten rich, but I would have made up for the $90, and I would have made some extra on the side as well. But that I just couldn't bring myself to do it. And that brings me to the last thing I learned, which is I have to actually provide value to people. The whole time I did this, I looked at it as a scam. I kept asking myself, what value am I adding to other people's lives? And I kept coming back with the answer of, well, none, actually. Because, you know, if you wanted to get the things I was selling, you could have gotten them yourself from AliExpress or Alibaba or Wish.com. You could have done it for yourself. You didn't need me. I was just a middleman. Sometimes middlemen are valuable because they alert people to products that they didn't know about, but they actually do need because they're beneficial. But I wasn't even doing that, right? I was trying to cynically sell people environmentally friendly products that I knew weren't environmentally friendly. Like, sure, they're made of bamboo. Bamboo is not all it's cracked up to be, first of all. And secondly, it's coming from China. It's not actually environmental or sustainable or eco-friendly. Like, it's not. I'm sure I could have tricked people in Portland and Seattle to buy it, but that's easy. That's the easy part. But I couldn't bring myself to do it at the end of the day. I wasn't providing anybody any value or doing anything, you know, worth it. So those were the three things that I learned. Have you tried dropshipping? Please reach out and tell me about your experience at Confidence Crowd. And tell me what I could have done better. I plan to try it again sometime. But the second time I try it, I'm going to work with some wholesalers I've met in the area and see if I can set up a shop for one of their products and provide real value to people. So that was my first attempt, swing and a miss, but I learned a lot of valuable lessons, and I hope you did too. Thanks for listening to the Get Challenged podcast.